Yo, hello everyone. How are you all doing? Here for a mid-month update. Wow, it's been an absolutely crazy couple of weeks here. I knew that my beginning of September was going to be completely mad. So I prepared a bunch of work in advance, which was all scheduled to post automatically over the last couple of weeks. So basically, like the last six or seven things that you've heard were created a couple of weeks ago, set to post while I was busy with other stuff. But now I'm back and I'm settled somewhat. But yeah, it's been wild. So I had been mentioning previously that I was going to Italy for about like a week and a half, which turned out to be a very interesting experience. Flew over there, went traveling with a friend to the island of Sardinia, which is about the same size as Sicily, about the same size as Sicily, but Sicily kind of gets all of the fame and attention. Sardinia is much more low key, but it's a very, very beautiful place. Hired a car, we were like cruising around the island. Got 3 days, 3 or 4 days into the trip. And all of our stuff got stolen. Like, we were at the beach at the time, came back to the car, the hire car, opened the boot, and there's nothing in it. It was probably like one of these moments of like, what the fuck? Oh my God. What the fuck are we gonna do? Nothing like this has ever happened to me on holiday before. I've traveled all over the world. Some of you, if you're a long time listener, you've heard me talk about some of the stuff I've done before. I've been a lot of places, I've done a lot of things. I'm pretty savvy, pretty safety conscious. The car was locked, and all we were left with were wallets, phones. I had my driver's license, and basically like a couple of things in a backpack with us. We'd been swimming, so like we were wearing like bathers, like swimming trunks, which were wet. We had wet towels, nothing else. Passport's gone. For like absolutely just like proper like sinking feeling of like, oh my God. Oh my God. So holiday took a very unexpected turn. I was, to be honest, I've never really found myself in a position like this before. Like, it's probably the most stressful position I've ever found myself in, just in terms of like being trapped and not knowing what to do, being in a foreign country, being like, oh fuck, what do we do? What do we do? So I'm quite proud of how I handled it actually. Like, I didn't really, I'm not really one to like lose my shit in these moments. I had a good like 20 seconds of just being like, fuck, before eventually it's like, okay, this is a problem. How do we solve it? So we had to figure out like what the hell we were gonna do. Got in the car, drove to the next hotel. I mean, the reason we had all the stuff in the car is because it was a 9 day trip and we had like 2 days where we were driving between towns. And those are the only two periods on the entire holiday when everything would be in the car. And that's when we got hit. Like, terrible, terrible timing. So we drove on to the next place. It was late in the day, the police station was closed, waited until the next morning to make a police report. Bought a bunch of extra toiletries, bought some basic clothes, underpants, phone chargers, a new battery pack for my phone, because my phone's battery is like, it's like 3 years old now, so it's not very good. Fully had to like just switch into like logistical emergency kind of like mindset. Anyway, it didn't ruin the holiday, amazingly, but to not allow it to ruin the holiday took quite a lot of mental work, if you know what I mean. Because Sardinia is an island, there was the question of how do we get off the island now? We don't have passports, can't fly internationally. Had to basically, as soon as everything was stolen, went online, cancelled credit cards that were in the bags, cancelled our passports, which were stolen. Went online, immediately applied for emergency travel documents from the US, from the UK government, which could be collected. Basically, they say like it'll take a few days for them to be created, And even when they are, you can get them couriered to you, but it will take like a week. Or you can fly to Rome, go to Rome, and collect them from the British Embassy. Now, we didn't have a week for the courier, so which meant that I had to go to Rome. But the question was, can you fly domestically as a foreigner in Italy if all you have is a driver's license? So, basically, there was a period of days like waiting for the confirmation that the travel documents were ready, not knowing if they were going to be ready in time for our flight back to the UK. And even if they were, would I still have time to get to Rome, get to the embassy, get the passports, get back to Sardinia so that we could get our flight to the UK? It was like absolutely insane. It ended up the day before we flew back to the UK, I got up at 3:30 in the morning, drove to the airport in Sardinia, boarded the flight using my driver's license, just hoping that they didn't ask any questions, which they didn't, thankfully. By the time I boarded the flight, I had the email saying that my emergency travel document was ready. My friend did not have theirs ready. I just had to catch the flight being like, hopefully on the way there, the email comes through saying it's ready. So I got to Rome, booked it to the train station at the airport, got on the train, got to the embassy first thing in the morning when it opened, was like the first person there, got the travel documents for me and my buddy. At this point, like, I didn't have a return flight booked because I was like, look, if I have to wait overnight and just book a room in a hostel to wait for your travel documents, I'll do that. Thankfully, didn't have to do that. Called my buddy and was like, book me a return flight right now and send me the boarding pass. As I like ran through the streets of Rome in my like swimming shorts and flip-flops, because it's still all I had, which is mad because like Rome is not a coastal city. It's like 25 kilometers from the sea. So I probably looked ridiculous. Got back in time for my flight. And basically, this all happened within the space of 12 hours. It was the most insane 12 hours of my life. By 3:30 that afternoon, I was back in Sardinia on a beach with the emergency travel documents so that we could get out of the country the next day, which was extra stressful because by the time I got back to the UK, I got home at like 1 in the morning. I had my first ever art exhibition launching the next morning. At 8 a.m. that same morning, I was like up at the exhibition setting things up. If I hadn't gotten that flight, I would have missed my first ever art exhibition of my own paintings. It was deeply, deeply stressful. So I got back from this trip, which was the least relaxing holiday I've ever had. And went straight into like 4 days of an exhibition, just being on my feet, like moving around, talking to people for like 12 hours a day, at least for 4 days. The exhibition was a success. I sold like a whole stack of paintings. Was really happy with how it went, but like it was really hard work, and it still is. I'm still chasing up how to get people's paintings to them and all this kind of stuff. As soon as that was over, I had to begin the process of applying for my actual passport replacement and doing my insurance claim for the £1,000 worth of stuff that was stolen. It's been a completely insane couple of weeks. And I am so glad that I did the work in advance to get everything ready so that I could keep posting audio when I was away so that I didn't have to worry about like work for 2 weeks while all this was going on. Although it did mean that basically I had to work my ass off twice as hard for the 2 weeks before I went away to get everything ready. But yeah, I've gotten back and I'm kind of at the point now where everything is settled down. And I've kind of got almost everything I need to get done. But I am so burnt out right now. The last 2 weeks have absolutely just kicked my ass. I know in one sense it's like, oh, boo-hoo, you had a holiday for 9 days or whatever. But like, man, I've worked so hard this year. Like, you know, I work 7 days a week. I work Saturday and Sunday. I work late into the evenings, basically every day on painting and the audio stuff. And this trip was going to be like a chance for me to like just forget about everything for like, you know, a week and a half and just have a nice time. But it turned out to be just very, very intense, nail-biting experience. Anyway, I did love Sardinia apart from the fact that our stuff got stolen. It was wild. It's completely wild. Yeah, and I'm sort of at the point now where I'm feeling like very burnt out, I think, which I think I need to take a bit of time off just maybe from, I don't know if I can quite jump back into like I've tried sitting down and writing a script or recording an audio, but my head and my heart just aren't really there right now. Which is fine because I actually have a bunch of recordings backed up that I can edit and still continue to post. So there will be new content coming over the next couple of days, but I might just slow down a little bit for the rest of the month while I sort of catch my breath and, I don't know, spend some time in my studio just like focusing on painting and just for the pleasure of it rather than like the grind to get things ready for an exhibition or and all this kind of stuff. Just maybe going back to being creative for a little bit just for the pleasure of it rather than for the the grind. Yeah, that's been my couple of weeks. It's been very, very intense. So I think I'm gonna spend this weekend just like painting, eating delicious food, and maybe like watch the new Game of Thrones series or something. I was kind of thinking actually as well, like I might, in terms of like creating new audio work, I might try and mix things up a bit and just do something a bit different. I thought maybe like a fun thing to do for like over the next week or something would be that like instead of writing my own scripts, I might just like jump onto, like in the Gone Wild audio subreddit, like people post script offers, like asking for people to like fulfill their scripts. I might just jump on there and like do a bunch of other people's scripts for a while, just to like mix it up and try something different, and just I don't know, see how that goes. Now that the exhibition is done and I'm back from this trip and everything's settled down somewhat. Yeah, I kind of just want to like flip the script on how I'm doing things for a little bit. I don't really know if you'll see much of a difference to how I post here. I'll still be posting regularly, I think. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I need a couple of days off to just reset my brain, I think. I've been trying to relax over the last couple of days, but I just feel so exhausted that it's quite hard even to just like relax. But yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at right now. I just thought I would share it with you guys. Yeah, because it's an interesting story. Weirdly, like when we got to the when we got to catch our flight home back to the UK, we were talking to the guy, like one of the airline attendants at the airport, and we were sort of explaining to him, oh, we're registered to fly under these passport numbers, which are no longer valid. So these are, we're updating our new travel documents. These are our new passport numbers. And the guy was like, oh, your stuff got stolen. Did it get stolen out of a car? And we were like, yeah. And then he goes, was it a Fiat Panda? We were like, yeah. And he goes, you're the fifth people this week to tell me that you've had your stuff stolen out of a Fiat Panda. So it seems that the criminals in Europe, or at least Italy, seem to have figured out the Fiat Panda. So if you're ever hiring a car in Europe, don't get a Fiat Panda. It's the absolute cheapest one you can rent, and it's fine for like getting around, but apparently they're not that safe. Anyway, fingers crossed the insurance comes through. I absolutely do not expect them to. But that's just the nature of it. Like insurance, right? Like I'll set my expectations as low as possible, and if I get surprised, then great. But I won't be disappointed if I don't get anything from them for it. Anyway, how are you? How are you all? I hope you're all well. Belated thank you to everyone who's rolled over your subscriptions for another month. I've been noticing YouTube is like dead for me right now. Like my views and my new subscriptions are like absolutely just like bottomed out. I don't really know why. But I still get like a lot of new signups. I'm wondering where everyone's coming from. I thought maybe there's like a bunch of people maybe coming from Reddit. Maybe from Quinn. I don't really know. I don't really get any metrics on Patreon about where traffic is coming in from. So I don't know. Maybe I'll do another poll soon just to ask people where they're coming from, because it would be nice to know where to direct my efforts a bit more effectively. Anyway, I'm gonna try not to ramble on too much. I just thought I'd update you on the crazy time I've had over the last month. The good news is, like I said, the exhibition went really well. My modest goal was just to cover my costs, which were reasonably high. But I did cover them and made a bunch of profit on top of it, which is very useful with all the expense of replacing everything that was stolen. So that's great. I'm really happy with that. very encouraging, and I've got like loads of new ideas on what I want to paint next and kind of where I want to take my artwork based on this. So yeah, it'll be fun to maybe just like spend the weekend just digging into that and focusing on that for a while. But if you're not already following me on Reddit, check me out over there. If I'm doing script fills for other people, I might not post them here on Patreon because this is a paid service and I would feel like I'm profiting off the work of other people's scripts, which doesn't really feel right to me. But I might just post them some things over there over the next week. Because there'll be scripts written by other people, you might find that like it's different content than I usually make, which could be fun. Maybe it'll be interesting for you guys. But yeah, like I think it'll be an interesting thing for me. Anyway, every time I record these things, I just keep prattling on and on until eventually I feel like I'm just finding new ways of saying the same things over and over again. So I'm going to leave it now. Just going to say, hope you're all well. Love to you all. And I will catch you again very, very soon. See you later.